Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talk coming up next right here we go. As we do, we're going to end this week with a discussion with a writer from Ameland named Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
So let's talk about this coyote attack in Dallas. I mean, I've got coyotes here. I'm sort of interested to know which part of Dallas this occurred in.
Okay. It's kind of the north side of Dallas. The little suburb, I think it's called the Lake Highlands neighborhood. And this particular home is not very far from White Rock Creek. And one of the things that Dallas has as part of the way they've arranged things is they have a lot of green belt, as it were, for where creeks and particularly the Trinity River and its various branches are allowed to grow up. There's, you know, maybe 50, 100, 150 yards on each side of the stream for large sections that are allowed to just grow essentially wild. And then access to the stream, in some places it runs through a park-like area, and in some places it's highly channelized, like through the center of Dallas.
Right.
But for many miles of the river system in the northern part of Dallas, if you're, say, in a canoe or a kayak on that river, and you look around, you would think you're in the middle of wilderness somewhere. Now, of course, that image gets dispelled as you approach power lines going over the river or something like that. But it's pretty wild, and there aren't many power boats on it. Almost, and that limits the people who use it quite a bit, people in canoes and kayaks. Oh, there may be an occasional rowboat or something, but I've mostly seen kayaks on the river. So there's a lot of relatively wild area, and that area is known to support a lot of wildlife. My daughter lives about 15 miles from where this attack happened, much more to the west. This is sort of on the northeast side, a little bit to the east of center. And she has regularly seen a bobcat in her backyard. They're only 100 yards from a creek, so that's not too surprising. But we're seeing more and more what people would have considered quite wild animals showing up in our urban areas. And Dallas is a very convenient place for them because of this sort of network of the rivers and creeks that gives them a lot of access to many residential neighborhoods. So does that answer your question?
It does, but like in Texas, how do they regard coyotes?
Well, most people, I think, believe they are pets. And the further you get away from the urban center, the more the people believe they are pets. But in urban areas, people, and I think this is easily understood, they don't see very much wildlife compared to people out in the country. So they value wildlife more highly. So if you seldom see any wildlife, you appreciate seeing a coyote every now and then. And there are a lot of people in Dallas and in many urban areas that think of coyotes as they appreciate having them around because they don't see wildlife very often.
Sure.
Now, as long as the coyotes don't get too habituated to humans, it's not a problem. But this coyote was habituated to humans, and there's some reporting that it might have had, might not have been well. You know, might have been sick or diseased. I'm
rabid.
Not sure. I don't think so. It didn't act like a rabid animal because it didn't just attack anybody. And, you know, it ran away. And coyotes and, well, particularly wolves, and coyotes are basically small wolves. Some people may disagree with this, but coyotes and wolves can interbreed and produce viable offspring. They're both canids, and they both can interbreed with dogs as well. So, in my opinion, coyotes are just a small wolf. A lot of people refer to them as prairie wolves or brush wolves, and they do interbreed with wolves. And wolves, when they get rabies, are very vicious, and they just attack, and they don't pay much attention at all to their personal safety, and they don't eat anything or carry it off. So I'm pretty sure that this coyote was not rabid, but it might have had something like mange. And they've killed about 3 coyotes in the area now, and I don't know if they've... They said that they wouldn't be able to get a good DNA match because they washed the wounds of this 2-year-old toddler fairly quickly. And
right.
The child was pretty badly tore up. It's to be in critical condition when you're taken to a hospital. It looks like they will survive now and heal, most likely heal pretty well. It may be there wasn't much permanent damage done. But what we see here is kind of like with bears. If you get a bear that isn't afraid of you and, you know, is unconcerned when you're about, that's a potentially dangerous bear because it's not afraid of humans. And if it takes it in its head that you might be something worth attacking or a possible food source or something like that, well, you got trouble on your hands. Coyotes seldom attack. Well, they seldom cause serious damage to adults. But there was one adult killed by coyotes up in Canada. And certainly children are in danger because they're small. And so a coyote might view them as prey because they're not much of a threat. So that's where the problem is. Now, we had a famous incident, I think in 2015, where at that time Governor Perry was out jogging with his daughter's dog, and a coyote became very interested and unafraid. And as I recall, Governor Perry shot it with a 380 Ruger LCP, I'm pretty sure, with hollow point, and dispatched the coyote right there.
Right.
And that's, I think, as long as you can be sure of your backstop, that's a reasonable approach to take to coyotes that aren't exhibiting proper fear and respect of humans.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This article was published on the 11th of May. It is on Amaland right now. You can find it there, along with nearly 2,000 other articles waiting for you that Dean Weingarten has written. In addition to everything else that's there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about coyotes. Let's talk about strict scrutiny. The three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit has published a decision about this. Tell me about this.
Okay. First, that's a decision about a law in California. And what we have is a three-judge panel, and it was a split decision. Two judges saying that banning 18 to 20-year-olds from purchasing semi-automatic centerfire rifles violated the Second Amendment and therefore should be struck down. Now, at the same time, they also said that a requirement that 18 to 20-year-olds possess a hunting license if they were going to buy a shotgun or a rifle of any kind was acceptable under the Second Amendment. I disagree with that. I think that's an infringement on the Second Amendment as well, but the three-judge panel felt that that was acceptable. And this is the reason that we get this convoluted reasoning out of California, is that the Ninth Circuit, and there are other circuits that have adopted a similar structure, they've adopted this convoluted, Byzantine, complicated way of denying Second Amendment rights. I'll just be blunt about it and saying that's what it is, seems to be designed to do. Although in this case they reached a different conclusion. But what they do is first they say, does this violate the core Second Amendment rights? And what they've done is they say, well, there's this core of Second Amendment rights, and then there's the penumbra and, you know, shadowy other regions, nether regions that are somewhat Second Amendment rights, but not really. And the core Second Amendment rights they define as having a handgun in your home for self-defense. And they define that very narrow. For example, if you're required to lock up that handgun unloaded when it is not on your person, that doesn't violate that core right, I think. Requiring a magazine, or you to have a magazine of less than 10 rounds doesn't violate that core right, they say. And so it's quite interesting that here in this case, two judges out of three said, yes, it does violate that core right, and therefore it's unacceptable because it just flat out says if people 18 and 19 and 20 years old may not buy semi-automatic rifles. And under California law, they're not allowed to buy a rifle except through a dealer. Now, they might find somebody who's willing to sell them a rifle, but they have to go to a dealer in order to consummate the sale, and the dealer has to check with the federal government to see if it's okay to sell to them. So they can't easily go to a private party and buy a semi-automatic rifle because that would not be legal under the law, and they're not allowed to buy rifles outside of California either. So that's how they reached the conclusion that this is a violation. I would call this a straight infringement of the Second Amendment. Now, there have been a judge particularly who said, look, all this is designed so that when the Ninth Circuit wants to infringe on Second Amendment rights, they can always justify it because it's become regular, predictable, that if a three-judge panel rules that the Second Amendment actually has a real meaning, well, then it will be taken to an en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit And the en banc panel will say, no, it really doesn't infringe on the Second Amendment. And it's so common that it's, like I said, predictable. I think there are easily 5, 6, 7 cases where this has happened. So I don't expect anything different from this case, except we are going to see a decision rendered in the New York Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin within the next 6 weeks. And that decision directly affects whether, I mean, it's laughable to even state it, whether the Second Amendment extends outside the home or not. Now, it seems silly to even say, well, you would have free speech in your home, but you wouldn't have it outside the home. Or you would have freedom of religion in your church, but not outside the church. Or you have a right to not have unreasonable searches of your person in your home, but not outside your home. I mean, it's silly. But that is what the Ninth Circuit and a few other circuits, at least two or three, have ruled here. So they're talking about these core rights as being only inside the home and only for self-defense. And so that's how they reach these ridiculous conclusions. Now, since the New York Rifle and Pistol Association case is going to be decided, it's very possible. I'm not going to make a prediction on how the Supreme Court is going to rule on this, because there's so many variations. And they really could go, I don't believe they will do anything less than saying there has to be a shall issue law to allow a person to get a carry permit of some kind anyway. I don't see how they get less than that. If they wanted less than that, they could just refuse to take the case.
Right. I tell you what, before you go any deeper into that, hold up for me. Coming up on the next break. This article was published, this one that we're talking about now, this was published yesterday. And it also is still at Ammo Land. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It just keeps going up.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times to keep illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. Wall Street ending the week nearly unchanged as the Dow gained 8 points. This is USA Radio News. President Biden spent part of his Friday in South Korea, the first leg of his Asian tour that aims to build economic ties and counter Chinese influence.
So much of the future of the world is going to be written here in the Indo-Pacific over the next several decades. We're standing at an inflection point in history where the decisions we make today will have far-reaching impacts on the world we leave to our children tomorrow.
President Biden also meeting with the president of South Korea. The CDC is keeping their eye on another virus.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. It's related to smallpox. Monkeypox has two main types: the West African, which has a fatality rate of about 1%, and the Congo Basin, with a fatality rate of around 10%. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've now come to that point where, once again, Dean has, right, unless you have some more stuff we need to talk about as far as California and the Ninth Circuit. And
yeah, well, I think there's some things to talk about with the Ninth Circuit in California, and then there's more stuff to talk about the coyote situation, too.
Okay.
So let's start with the Ninth Circuit. So we have this two-tier test that is convoluted, and I think a lot of people realize that it's been deliberately made convoluted so that infringements on the Second Amendment can be justified. And we have the New York Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin case at the Supreme Court. The decision may already have been written. We haven't had any leak of it yet. And so that's going to happen, be released within 6 weeks, almost certainly. And it may be just something that says you have to have shall issue. But it could be much more than that. They could write and say, look, this two-tier test that is prevalent in some of the circuits is flat out wrong. We don't agree to that. That was never implied by the Heller decision. And you have to apply strict scrutiny to the Second Amendment and not this two-tier test. And that would have a tremendous effect on the rulings in the Ninth Circuit and elsewhere. Now, a lot of people won't realize the differences in the way the court looks at a particular case or amendment. And they used to just say whether something was constitutional or was not constitutional. But court cases and rulings tend to get more complex over time. And this, as they try to get more nuanced, they have divided the type, the ways that the court looks at a law into three different areas. One, if they say it's not really all that, doesn't really burden a constitutional right, then they say they'll apply what they call the reasonable basis, a rational basis, I guess I should say, rational basis criteria. And rational basis simply means if someone who is a rational person somewhere at some time could figure out a way that there could, they could look at the law and say there's a rational purpose for it, then that passes constitutional muster. And it's almost impossible to find a law that somebody somewhere can't figure out a way come up with a rational purpose for it. So it's almost never that laws are struck down under rational basis. Then they came up with the opposite of that, which is called strict scrutiny. And that means, okay, the Constitution says this, like the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. If you're going to violate it, the reason for violating it has to be narrow, it has to be a very strong and compelling reason, and you have to figure out the least restrictive way to restrict that right. For example, you know, the idea of shouting fire in a movie theater. Well, yeah, you could put up signs and say don't shout fire or whatever, but you can't tape people's mouths when they go into the movie theater.
Well, it's okay to say that if there's a fire, though, right?
And then if there's an actual fire, it's okay to say it. So, yeah. I mean, the First Amendment is a good corollary here to look at, and there's very few ways or times, or there used to be before the Biden administration, well, now we're going to have a ministry of truth there deciding what you can write or can't write. But anyway, to get back to the strict scrutiny. So it's very hard, and it makes it difficult for lawmakers to infringe on rights under strict scrutiny. Well, then the court said, but there's got to be cases that are in between. So we're going to apply a fairly recent idea, which is called intermediate scrutiny, and that's, it's sort of in between. And we're not going to quite apply strict scrutiny, and we're not going to say just rational basis. And in the Second Amendment case, intermediate scrutiny has devolved to essentially become rational basis, at least in the Ninth Circuit. And so I think that the justices may say, no, you can't use these complex schemes to get around the rights that are protected by the Second Amendment. If they do that, that will have an impact on this case, and it may never go to an en banc panel because it's going to take more time to go to an en banc panel than it will take for the opinion to be delivered on the New York Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin case, which will be in 6 weeks. I've seen an en banc panel. First, you have to make the decision to go there, then you have to line it up, and then you have to do it. It often takes a year. Well, we've only got 6 weeks until this other decision comes out.
Right.
And so I think that may have a significant impact on it. I maybe give it a 40% chance it'll have a significant impact on it.
Well, I mean, if they were to impose strict scrutiny, isn't that basically by the text? You don't get to interpret it. You don't get to get out there and say, it's 2022. Now we should be doing something different. It's strictly by the text.
You know, it's a little bit more than that. For example, I would say right to bear arms means that you can carry an AR-15 around with you all the time.
Sure.
But they might say, we want to stop mass shootings. So we're not going to allow somebody to have a loaded AR-15 who's pointing it at people to, you know, go into a theater or something like that. But that's already covered by multitudinous other laws. You know, you're not allowed to threaten people. You're not allowed to point guns at them. That's assault in most states. So that's how it works. I mean, in practice, strict scrutiny makes it very difficult to come up with a law that meets the requirements, that does anything more than what we already have. So, let's see, how would you like to talk a little bit more about, I would like to talk a little bit more about coyotes, because there's some interesting stuff that goes with this that
well,
passed in.
Go ahead and set the stage, because we got 30 seconds before the break, and then we can finish the show.
Very good. What I would like, well, be talking about is not just attacks on people, because they're relatively rare, though they have been increasing over the last few decades. But how about attacks on pets? They're a lot more common.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. These two articles we're referencing are the last two that have been published at MLN.com, and that's where you can find nearly 2,000 other articles by him, in addition to all the stuff that they publish on a daily basis. It is quite the resource and reservoir, if you will, as well, of information waiting for you there. And Dean, of course, is the biggest writer there, which makes him the biggest writer in the gun space. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, getting back on the coyotes, which are coyotes. Is their population, are they overly populated in the United States?
They've been thriving. They've been absolutely thriving, and they've been spreading their range over most of the United States. Now, they used to be more a south and western animal, but right. They've spread to the Midwest from the Great Plains, and I think they're even finding them in Maine now, and certainly in southern Canada. And they've kind of taken over where the wolf was widespread before. And as I said, coyotes are essentially just a small wolf. I mean, and significantly smaller. I mean, a good-sized coyote might be 40 pounds, and a good-sized wolf could be 150. So that's a huge difference in size. But a really big coyote and a really small wolf are likely to mate if more appropriate mates are not available, and they produce viable offspring. So there used to be a definition of what is a species, and a species was those members or individuals which can mate and produce viable offspring. If they can mate and produce viable offspring, they're members of the same species. That was the definition that I learned back in the 1970s. Well, that's changed quite a bit as people wanted to add more and more species and therefore get more and more places that couldn't be developed because of the Endangered Species Act. But coyotes and dogs and wolves are all interbreed, and they're all essentially part of the canine species. And so, because people make it much harder, wolves are more of a nuisance to people than coyotes generally. So coyotes can take up less space, they can hide easier, and so they have prospered as we have populated the North American continent, especially in the lower 48. And they've there have gotten to be more and more of them. And so the number of incidents where people are attacked by coyotes has also risen significantly. And most of the attacks are not super serious, you know, a bite or a nip or something like that. And they're much more of a danger to small children than they are to adults. But what you commonly see and isn't talked about a lot is how dangerous coyotes are to our best friends, dogs and cats. And there was a study that people put radio collars on coyotes. I mean, it was a relatively small number, 8 coyotes, and they tracked them diligently for 790 hours of observation, which is about 32 days. And in that 32 days, those 8 coyotes killed 19 cats.
Wow.
And presumably ate them. And it's so common, I know at least 2 people who saw their pet cat dangling from the jaws of a coyote as they got up in the morning, and the coyote's running off with their pet dead. It's a very, very common thing. And they also kill quite a few dogs. Smaller dogs are more at risk than bigger dogs, but a pack of coyotes can pull down even a fairly large dog. So our pets are very much at risk. Now, in Arizona, many cities have statutes that, or ordinances that prohibit the discharge of firearms inside the city limits. But there's almost always an exception for justifiable defense of self and others. We have such a statute in Arizona. Not all cities have an ordinance prohibiting the discharge of firearms inside the city, but it's pretty common. But the state law says that if you are defending yourself or others, then if it's justified, then you can't be prosecuted under the discharge of a firearms law. And because we were concerned about exactly this type of problem where an animal might threaten you or your pet, we added another exemption to the law that if your domestic animals or livestock were threatened, you could also use a discharge of firearm and you would be justified in doing so, which makes perfect sense to me. In Texas, they have a law that it's a little murkier. They say that it is legal to kill dogs or coyotes that are attacking, about to attack, or have recently attacked livestock, domestic animals, or fowl. And so that covers all your pets. Pets are domestic animals. And so you legally are justified. And, you know, they can be killed by any pertinent person witnessing the attack, or the attacked animal's owner, or a person acting on behalf of the owner, if that person has knowledge of the attack, and a person who kills a dog or a coyote, as provided by the law, is not liable for damages to the owner, keeper, or person in control of the dog or coyote. Now, most coyotes aren't in control of anybody. You might be able to make a case that the city or the state, you know, is controlled this wild coyote because they claim it's their property and not everybody's, you know, so there is that case. I suspect that if somebody shoots a coyote that is acting weirdly or aggressively, as Governor Perry did in Texas, as long as nobody else was hurt, you would probably not be prosecuted. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I don't practice in Texas, and I can't make a guarantee. I'm just making an observation that the public relations engendered by such a prosecution would probably be more than a city would like to engender. But there are a lot of people who like coyotes. And, you know, think of them as cuddly, furry Disney characters. And, you know, so you might have some people protesting. They did in Vancouver, Canada, where they had a significant number, I think it was 45 separate attacks on people. Only one of them, I think, ended in a hospitalization. And so they went in, and of course they didn't have ordinary citizens kill coyotes. Oh no, they brought in specialized hunters, and they took out, culled, I guess I would say, 11 coyotes, and surprise, the attacks all stopped. Who would have thought it?
You know? Who'd have thunk it? Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. But there were people protesting the calling of those coyotes. Well, isn't there something else we can do? You know, can't we trap them, you know, and put them inside, you know, recondition them so that they don't attack people, you know, tell them very nicely. If we just ask those coyotes very nicely, don't attack people, won't they stop? People are not always rational, as you well know, and I know, too.
I guess.
And I'm not always rational all the time. Try to be, but not.
That was a recondition them to not attack humans. Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. Are you going to be around on Tuesday?
I intend to be. It's always fun to be here with you.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for joining me today. Have a good weekend.
I will.
Back on Monday, remember this. And remember this well. It has never, ever been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.